It's 7-Eleven here, and a lot of drivers who typically use the 95 express lanes in Virginia found a longer than normal commute this morning because the lanes didn't open on time. And joining us live now for more on what happened today, Pierce Coffey with Transurban. Pierce, good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us what happened with the gates not opening this morning?
Sure. Good morning, everybody. I think first we'd like to apologize for anybody who did experience delays out there on 95 today. Due to the inclement weather overnight, for safety reasons, we had to actually manually go through and open the gates individually, which takes a bit more time. As you can imagine, you start northbound and work your way southbound towards Garrisonville Road. So we appreciate everyone bearing with us. We did have to open the gates manually due to the weather, and we got them open as safely and quickly as possible. And again, apologize for anyone who experienced any delays because of that this morning.
I guess people are wondering this morning, what did the weather do to the gates, and will I get my money back?
Well, if the lanes weren't open this morning, there wasn't anybody in them paying for a toll, right? So you didn't have an opportunity to get in until later than usual. And as the gates opened from north to south, we did start to see people get in at the slip ramps where they could. And overnight, the storms caused some power issues with the remote controls of the gate. And so for safety reasons, we couldn't automatically open them all and be sure it was going to work the way it normally does. We had to actually go out there on site and physically open them one by one and work our way from north down to the south. So the crews were out there for a couple of hours getting everything ready to go and actually opening the gates, starting north up in 395 and working their way down eventually to Garrisonville Road.
So I could imagine that this is something that could happen in the future, Pierce. Is there anything that Transurban's going to do to maybe prevent this from happening again?
We'll definitely do. We'll look at everything we can based on what we've learned from what happened overnight. This is the first time we've had an issue where the electricity and power has caused an issue like this. So, again, safety first for all the area drivers and the workers out there. So that's why we had to do it manually. But we'll absolutely look at what we could do differently in the future, if anything, and if that means maybe even starting to reverse earlier if the conditions are safe to try to do that. So, again, apologize for anyone who experienced delays, and we hope that, you know, that's not the normal experience with the express lanes.
Right. I guess for those people who remember, like during the bad winter where we had frozen gates one morning, didn't really find out about that until the time that the gates were supposed to be raised. Is there any way to create a system where these gates are monitored and there's an awareness earlier in the process so that it isn't at 7 o'clock that we can say we finally have resolved all the problems?
So the express lanes are monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So often we'll be aware that there's an issue with the temperature of the gates, you know, as you mentioned, in the wintertime. And the team's actually actively working on it for several hours, and it can just take a while. Those really cold DC temperatures, that even the technology inside the gates to keep them warm can be challenging at times. So, again, we're looking at all the lessons learned, working with VDOT as well. What can we try to do to make sure that there's a reliable opening of the gates? And I think you guys would know you report the traffic every single day. It's not very often that this happens. So, again, apologies for the delays. And with the focus on safety, we had to manually open them. But we'll absolutely look at what, if anything, can be done to prevent any kind of electrical issues moving forward.
And the good news is they're all open now. Pierce Coffey with Transurban, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Have a good one.
Yep, you too.
All right, you too. It's 69 degrees, partly cloudy skies a little later on. We'll see our high temperature up about 89.